We're discussing last week one of the shilos with regard to Kedusha space at Knesses, that of making a chuppah in the base Knesses. We saw the Chasam Sofer was very opposed to that practice. He was concerned that it was a form of emulating the Christian practice of getting married inside a church. And on the other hand, of Moshe, we saw, argued that there is no issur of b'chukosam lo seilechu, and Rav Moshe held that even if at a time when reform was making inroads into the Jewish community, there was great opposition to having a chuppah in the Beis Knesses, but Rav Moshe held that b'zmaneinu, there is no issur with regard to having a chuppah in the Beis HaKnesses, even though you're foregoing the siman bracha of having the chuppah tachas kippas hashamayim. Another interesting and famous, perhaps, debate with regard to the Beis HaKnesses, where we find also this theme of the reform emulating perhaps the non-Jews, and once again the Chasam Sofer and Rav Moshe figure prominently into this discussion as well, is the question of whether the bima has to be be'emtza Beis HaKnesses or not. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Tefila in Perek Yud Aleph Halacha Gimel, u'ma'amidin bima be'emtza habayis. The bima is supposed to be in the middle of the room of the Beis HaKnesses. Kedei sheyale aleha hakar b'torah, o mi yasher omer lo'am divrei kavushin, so that the balkare can ascend to the bima. Kedei sheyishmu kulam, so that everyone should be able to hear. So writes the Rambam. And the Kesef Mishnah already questions that in his time, 1500s, the practice was in some places, he writes, that they would build the bima, not in the middle of the Beis Knesses, but at the very end of the room, or perhaps the front of the room. And the Kesef Mishnah says, Al tishiveni, don't ask me about that practice, because the practice of putting the bima be'emtza, says, is not a chiyuv. So writes the Kesef Mishnah. It depends on the place and the time. When you have a very large Beis HaKnesses, says the Kesef Mishnah, so then you have to put the bima in the middle so people can hear. But bismanim halalu, he writes, bavanosenu, our bate knesios are ketanim, are small, and people can hear regardless of where the bima is positioned. So the Kesef Mishnah says, yoser noihu, lios letzad echad, lios be'emtza. If you have a small shul and they can hear wherever you happen to put the bima, so it's nicer to put it very end of the room than to have it in the beginning of the room, in the middle of the room, I should say. So have it in the front, tzad echad, not in the middle. It's nicer. Everyone can hear. There's no problem. And in Shulchan Aruch, as Rav Chilak of Weinberg notes in his Sridei Eish, Chilak Aleph, Sem Yudalad, there is no mention in Shulchan Aruch of positioning the bima in the middle of the shul, because it's Shulchan Aruch, Kesef Mishnah Lishitaso. It's not a halacha. It's Lefi HaMakom Fi HaZman. The Ramah, though, however, does quote the Rambam. The Ramah in Siman Kuf Nun Sif Hei writes, "Va'osin bima be'emsa beis haKnesses, shiyamod aleha hakorei betorah v'yishmu kulam." That the balkorei should stand on the bima be'emsa beis haKnesses, so everyone can hear. The Sudeishin that Shuva notes that the Rambam doesn't tell you where the makor for this is, but the Biar Agra and others point out the Gemara in Sukkah on Daf Nun Aleph Amud Beis. The Gemara in Sukkah describing the Beis HaKnesses in Alexandria, that large, large Beis HaKnesses. The Gemara describes the practice of waving the cloth, the flag, so that everyone should know when to answer Amen because they couldn't hear the Baal Tefillah. So in that Gemara in Sukkah in Aleph Amud Beis, the Gemara describes the Beis HaKnesses of Alexandria by saying, "Ubima shel eitz be'emtza isa." The bima was in the middle. The Chazan HaKnesses Omid Aleha Basudar and Biyado, the Gabai, the Shamash would stand on that beam in the middle with those Sudarin, those flags, those cloths in his hand. The Kaven, Shiagia, Lanos Amen, Hala Meneth Besudar, Bakola Monin Amen. Came time to say Amen, he would give the wave and everyone would yell out Amen. But that Gemara kind of almost like, by the way, happens to mention that the Bima was Be'emtza in the Beis HaKnesses, which seems to be a source for the Rambam that the Bima should be Be'emtza Beis HaKnesses. If one looks in the Bir Halacha there in Siman Kuf Nun, Chavetz Chaim doesn't mince any words. Chavetz Chaim writes, "Bavanosenu harabim be'ezem akomos." In some places, partsu minhag kedumim zeh, they have abandoned this old minhag. V'schil lasos habimos samach la'arna kodesh, and they started making the bimos right up next to the Arna Kodesh. Mipnei sharatsu leilich bedarkei ha'ovdei gilulim, because they're trying to emulate the the goyim, kemo she'osin, just as they do, behechalos shalohen shekorin temple, in their sanctuaries, says the Bir Halacha. And he says that perhaps the pasuk of Ayishkach Yisrael Osehu Bayiven Hechalos is applicable here. And the Bir Halacha is, of course, not very happy at all with this practice of moving the bima to the front of the Beis Knesses. One of the tshuvas that he cites, the Bir Halacha, is the Chasam Sofer, which we alluded to earlier. Chasam Sofer, in Chelek Aleph Simen Chav Ches, was asked the following question. He was asked about a Beis HaKnesses that was being torn down and rebuilt and renovated. And they wanted, with the new construction, to put the bima close to the Aron Kodesh, not in the middle of the shul as it was initially. And their argument was, it would make more room, more benches, more chairs, it's better. So the Chasam Sofer cites the Kesef Mishnah, who, as we said before, justifies the practice that some places had to have the bim in the front, because as long as it's a small shul and you can hear from wherever the chazan is, so then there's no requirement to have the bima be'emtza. But the Chasam Sofer, citing that Gemara we saw before in Sukkah, says that no, on the contrary, in Alexandria, where they clearly could not hear the chazan, the Gemara itself indicates as such, they still had the bima be'emtza, even though it didn't accomplish anything as far as hearing the Baal Kare, it didn't help. Yet the Gemara still says bima was be'emtza. So the Chasam Sofer says apparently the Gemara seems to indicate that there is a kapeda to bedafka have the bima be'emtza, regardless of whether you can hear or not from that location versus the front or vice versa. So the Chasam Sofer offers a different explanation as to why perhaps the bima should be be'emtza. An explanation which Moshe writes is Mismara. Chasam Sofer, on his own, suggested it. There's no beferish makar that this is the pshat, but this is the Chasam Sofer svara. He says the reason the bima is be'emtza suggests the Chasam Sofer is because the bima is where we lain at times, parshas HaKorbanos. In that sense, if you lain the parshas HaKorbanos in the bima, resembles the Mizbeach in a certain sense. He says, after all, on Sukkos, we do our shanos around the bima. Why? Once again, to remember the circling of the Mizbeach that was done Bizman HaMikdash. So you see, says the Chasam Sofer, that the bima is, in a certain sense, representative of the Mizbeach. And the Mizbeach, says the Chasam Sofer, and here, as Reb Moshe points out, somewhat perplexingly, Chasam Sofer shifts gears and refers to the Mizbeach Hazav, Mizbeach HaPnimi. He says the Mizbeach, the inner sanctum Mizbeach, the Mizbeach Hazav, was smack in the middle, he says, opposite Aron Kodesh, between the menorah and the shulchan. So the Mizbeach HaKetoros was smack in the middle of the Heichal. So Chasam Sofer argues if the bima represents the Mizbeach, because that's where we lay the Kabanas from, that's where we circle on Sukkos when we do the Hoshanos. So the Mizbeach Hazav suggests Chasam Sofer we know was in the middle of the Heichal, between the shulchan and the menorah, and therefore just like that was in the middle, so too Aron bima also should be be'emtza. That's one reason the Chasam Sofer suggests for the bima be'emtza. He then gives a second explanation. He says, and even if you'll accept the Kesef Mishnah's justification, that the only purpose of the bima be'emtza is so you can hear better. But in a small shul, that's not an issue, so then you can move it up front and no problems. Still, the Chasam Sofer says, when you're dealing with an old shul that you're renovating, and the shul used to have the bima be'emtza, he quotes the famous Maimar Chazal with regard to the boards of the Mishkan. Yishalmi and Shabbos, Keresh, Shezacha, Lienasein, Bitsafon, Lo Yishtana, Litno Bedarim. When they would take apart and reassemble the boards of the Mizbeach, so of the Mishkan, so the Yishalmi Chazal say, make sure that wherever the particular board was initially, that's where it ends up again. There is a chashivas to different directions over other directions, and whichever board had that mile of being in one direction should not be downgraded to a different direction. So the Chasam Sofer, although not exactly parallel, but he says that Beis HaKnesses that was zochah to have the bima shlo be'emtza, so the bima should not be then relocated to the front of the Beis HaKnesses. And he concludes with a famous phrase of his, which appears apparently in a number of tshuvas, but this is one of them: v'haklal hachadash aser min hatorah b'chol makom. Chadash is aser min hatorah b'chol makom. Play on words, obviously referring to the issur d'oraisa in Parshas Emor of eating the new grain before the Minchas Omer is brought, second day of Pesach, but Chassam Sofer in numerous places applies that to the innovations that were at his time brought onto the scene, unfortunately due to the reform and the changes that they were campaigning for. So Chassam Sofer says, such a change like this, moving the bimah from the middle to the front, should be avoided. So writes the Chassam Sofer. But Moshe, in his Tshuva Sinegos, Moshe Chelek Beis Simim Em Aleph, Simim Em Beis, in discussing whether the bimah has to be be'emtza mamish, so he concedes that the Chassam Sofer says a ta'am, a reason, misvara, and Reb Moshe writes that it's only misvara, there's no makar for this argument of Chassam Sofer, so you don't have to measure to be exactly be'emtza, says Reb Moshe. He says, however, let's say you have a Beis Knesset Gadol, where they will have difficulty hearing if you put the Beis Knesset up, with the beam up to the front. Then Moshe says, well, certainly that's a concern. If the Beis Knesset is a large room, then the Kesef Mishnah only justified having it in the front of the shul when it's a small room, and you can hear it adequately and easily just as well. But if it's a large room, and you will have trouble hearing the Baal Koreh, then says Moshe, certainly you should keep it in a place where the Tzibur can hear more easily. Albeit that he says you don't have to measure precisely, but it's got to be in a place where you can hear it. And the following Shuvah, Simen Beis, and here he has a similar psak to that of the Sudi Eish in Or Chaim Chelik Aleph Simen Tezvav. What happens if you're in a shul where they didn't put the basic Knesset with the bimah be'emtza? They had the bimah move to the front. Is there an issur to daven there? Any hesitation to daven there? So, Reb Moshe writes, he says, even though you tell me that in Hungary they asered walking into such a shul, okay, Moshe says that was because they were fighting the reform. That was at the, you know, at the moment, at the time that reform was making inroads into the Frum community, so they took a stand against it. But Moshe says that it's not me. It's not a din that's a ikur of dinei kedushas beis hakneses. It's just for practical purposes to make sure you can hear. So Moshe writes that there's no need, even though l'chatchila you should, he says, have it be'emza because that's the minug. But if it wasn't for whatever reason, no need to refrain from davening there, says Rav Moshe and his tshuva in Chelik Beis Simim and Beis. Sudi Eish as well writes that even if there is an Isser to change the location of the Bima, he quotes a Maram Shik who says that it's a question of Chukos HaGoyim, of B'chukoseim, but certainly Misach HaMinog, he says, one should not change the location of the Bima. But he says, even if that's considered Isser to change it, but there's no Isser to daven there. The person who built it, the Gabbai, the designers, they were the ones who were responsible for it. But there's no need to avoid davening there. Although he does advise that, if possible, not to make it yamakam kavua, so people shouldn't think that there's nothing wrong with doing it. But no issue there whatsoever to daven there, as per the true love of Moshe as well.